ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code CHAMPION200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code CHAMPION200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners.
Goldilocks Productions presents the Live from Little Bear Sanctuary Show with Christopher Vane. Enjoy topics such as the vegan lifestyle, sanctuary media highlights, and spotlighting new rescues.
Happy Friday, friends. Welcome to Live from Little Bear Sanctuary. I'm your host, Chris Vane. All right, guys, we are broadcasting live from the Goldilocks Productions YouTube and the Little Bear Sanctuary Facebook page. So, you know, if you're watching us today live, it is Friday, May 28th, 2021. And don't forget to sign in, say hello, subscribe to our pages, hit that like button. Look who's here with me today.
Hey, everybody.
Randy, my hubby, our director of operations. He has a couple days off, so I thought I'd torture him today and bring him on the show. We're going to be talking about the sanctuary today, answering any questions you guys might have. If you guys missed any episodes, you can watch on demand anytime on the Goldilocks Productions YouTube, here on the Little Bear Sanctuary Facebook and the Little Bear Sanctuary website and the Little Bear Sanctuary YouTube. So, what can I tell you? We have our drawing today. If you guys are on Instagram, we're doing a giveaway. So we're going to pick the winner today here on the show. And it's for a Little Bear Sanctuary t-shirt. It's the Zen Dog Life, Zen Dog Treats, and a Mr. Peanuts little pet carrier. So I'm going to try to do this live, and I'm going to bring up the screen. We did one of those little wheel pickers, so we're going to spin it, and you guys can watch. And I'm going to share the screen, and Tiffany knows how well I can do this. Hello, Karen. How are you? All right, here we go. I'm going to share my screen. And this is the only time I'm sharing during the episodes, guys. So, all right, share screen. And here we go. No, that's wrong. I know I can do this, guys. Let me make this a little smaller. This is going to be for the winner of our Instagram giveaway. And I know you guys could probably see this part, but I'm trying to do it where we can. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. All right. I think that's going to do it. Nope. Oh, maybe. No. You know what, guys? We're just going to spin the wheel. I'm going to stop sharing. All right, I'm just going to spin this wheel, and I'm going to tell you guys who the winner is. All right. Click, 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 click. This is for our Instagram giveaway of our T-shirt and dog treats from the Zen Dog Life and Mr. Peanut's pet carrier. And here it comes. We've got everybody's name on a wheel, and it's in one of those automated wheels. And it's... the Instagram name is SHEEE1A. Yay! I'll have to look on Instagram to see who that is, but it's S like Sam, HEEE1A. And you are the winner. Congratulations. I will DM the person later on Instagram, and we'll get everything out. Who's with it? Allison. Hey, Allison. How are you? Gloria. Good morning, Gloria. Wilma. Good morning, Wilma. You guys all know who this is. Hey, everybody. Randy's a little shy today, so we're gonna put him on the spot. We're going to ask some questions. And so, guys, we're heading into our fourth year. Can you believe it? 4 years. We're going to celebrate in July. We're going to have July 12th. We're going to have a fourth year anniversary event and a volunteer day. And I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate our fourth year anniversary than have everybody clean the sanctuary with us. So I'm excited about that. If you guys have been to our volunteer events in the past, we've got a section that we're going to do this time around where the previous owner did a lot of dumping. So there's a lot of trash that needs to be picked up. So, we're going to be putting up an event page on Facebook and on our website so you guys can sign up in advance. And, we can hold probably about 60 people. We had about 60 people show up the last time. It was a great event. We actually ran out of stuff to do. So, right, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll be there, Wilma. You better set that date aside. Allison, you too. Allison did a great job breaking poop the last time. I don't think you made it the last time, Wilma. I can't remember. Was Wilma here?
I can't.
Were you here, Wilma, at the event last year? I can't remember. Anyway, that's what we're going to do in July. What else can I tell you guys? So we just thought we would answer questions today, have some fun, reminisce about 4 years here at the sanctuary.
Yeah, she was here.
Okay, she was here. Sorry. Oh, yeah, you guys were doing the pools. You guys were hosing the pools, right? Yeah, I remember now. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people show up. I'm drinking my coffee. All right, so what's going on, everybody? Allison says, you know it. Okay, so we opened our doors 4 years ago. We decided... We're living in Fort Myers. If you guys, I'm just going to pretend you guys don't know the story because I know a lot of people don't know why we decided to do this and how it all started. So I was probably around 2015. I was in real estate and I was just moved up here from Miami. Had to sort of start all over again in real estate. Was really not feeling it. I had a chance to take a really intensive real estate class. And it was following your passion in real estate. And it was in that class that I realized that my passion was not real estate. It was with animals, which it always was with animals. So, I sort of had a light bulb moment. And I literally said to myself, I'm going to open up a farm animal sanctuary and rescue abused farm animals. And that was in 2015. I decided I'd become a vet tech so I could get the veterinary experience to take care of the animals in preparation to open the place. So I had volunteered at our local shelter here. As a vet tech, and literally within like 2 weeks, I was very lucky to get hired by Dr. Shaw at Choice Vet. And did work for him in April. Was it March or April? When was Easter that?
Was in March.
When did we meet?
March.
March. Yeah, so it was March. And yeah. So, and I met this one literally 2 days before I started the job at Choice Vet. So talk about coincidences. I don't know. So, yeah, fun time. So yeah, so Randy and I have also been together 5 years. And what's it been like for you?
Best 5 years of my life.
Oh, gosh. I paid him to say that. I'm reading everybody's comments as we go along.
Yeah, they help.
Oh, you guys moved the house. That's right. We moved the cow pens and then they blew away that night. Randy just put up two new ones today, Wilma. So, yeah, we got two brand new ones that went up today. So, yeah. Gosh, it seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? All right. You're talkative. I'm just gonna laugh a lot. It's like being in a library when you're supposed to laugh. So, who's your favorite animal?
Mm.
Do you have one?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Probably, I would say out of the pigs, probably Harley.
Harley. Aw, why Harley?
I don't know, because he says hello to me every morning.
He does. Aw, Harley. Harley's one of our little piggies who, Harley's probably seven now?
Yeah.
Seven? Gotta be. Six or seven. No, seven. Yeah. He's a little old man, Harley. He's one of our tiniest pot bellies. They're all losing their hair now, so it's really cute to see them run around bald. They really look like little old men now, so it's really funny. Good morning, Linnell. Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen you in, like, forever. I hope you're doing okay. I'm thinking about you since our emailing, so it's good to see you here today. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry, I'm hitting the table. Everything's shaking. Is the back? Oh, yeah. Look, see the back is...
The earth is moving.
The earth is moving behind us. We had to turn the fan on, so it's like. I had no idea that Harley was your favorite animal.
Because, like I say, every morning I come out and let the dogs out, he says hello in the morning.
Yeah, he wants a treat, actually.
Well,
yeah. So tell everybody how we found the property, because you found the property.
I did. Yeah, it was the very first place that we ran across, the first place that I found online. And when we finally talked to our real estate agent that we were using at the time, it was under contract. So we kept looking around. looked and found a place nearby that was absolutely horrendous. And we're glad we didn't land there, but we were about ready to put an offer on that place. And this one was back on the market. So it's just meant to be. And
this literally came on the market 2 weeks after it had a contract. So we were very, like, it's the first, he literally found the property on realtor.com, first time logged on, and this property came up, and it was like, oh my God, we have to have this property.
Yeah, it was perfect to start with. And then, you know, it was under contract. So we said, well, maybe it's not meant to be. And we kept looking and kept looking. And then all of a sudden it was back on the market again. So we knew at that time that it was the right place.
Yeah. So, are you moving to Florida, Linnell? Linnell says she's looking for property. Divine timing. Like, right. And Florida, and Florida. I'm trying to catch up with everybody's comments. Sorry, everybody. All right. So, yeah. So, 5 years ago. Crazy.
Yeah.
So we ended up, what we had to do was, it's funny, we were living in Fort Myers. We had to sell our house, and it was contingent upon buying this house. It was this crazy complicated deal, but it all worked out. Here we are. And we actually bought the house on 10 acres. And a year later, the 20 acres next door to us came up for sale. So I jumped on that, and we're on 30 acres today. We are home to 173 crazy farm residents. Our first rescue, Willie, Mr. Willie.
Yeah.
That was interesting. Our first rescue was Willie, our potbelly pig, and he came from somebody's house in Naples. With his little brother Bits, who unfortunately passed away a few months later. But do you remember the story the first night that they were here? We built the little plastic house for them.
I don't know where you're going with that.
So our first experience with pigs, live pigs, and how smart they were, which, you know, we knew at the time, but until you actually have a pig, it's one thing to know about them. It's another thing to live with a pig. So we had bought this elaborate plastic like shed house with doors and little windows, and we filled it with hay, and we had it like 20 feet from the house, 100 feet from the house, remember? And then we put this dog cage around it, you know, those 10-foot link fencing, like a link fencing with a little door, so we could put them in at night. So we put both of them in at night, and it was within, 30 minutes that there was a knock at the door. Remember they broke out?
Yeah.
I was like, 30 minutes, and there's a knock at the door, and it's the two pigs wanting to come in. They literally, I don't know how, they literally lifted up the chain link fencing and crawled out, and they were like, hey, let us in. So at that point, we were like, we just let the boys run around loose, and, you know, they had a good time. Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you? Yeah, 30 acres. We're lucky to have 30 acres. We need the 30 acres. It's being put to full use, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, we could use 30 more.
We could use 30 more. Yeah, we sort of may have some more property, but we're working on that. More property, more animals. So we rescued a peacock this week. He's cute, right? He's really cute. He came from animal control. I happened to be at the vet's office, and we were neutering two piggies, and animal control was there, and they said, do you want a peacock? And I was like, sure, why not? And he's really cute. He's about 2 years old, pretty bad shape.
Yeah.
lost all his feathers.
He was depressed.
Depressed, yeah, probably dehydrated, hasn't had a lot to eat. So I don't know if I can show you guys a picture because I'm not going to share my screen. We know how that goes. Let me see. I'm sure I can get this picture. Here we go. See if you guys can see that. Yeah, there we go. That's a little, maybe if I hold it closer.
Hold it still.
I know it's hard to, there he is. You can see he's got most of his feathers missing. Anyway, yeah, he's cute. He's in quarantine right now. We're getting him healthy. He's already starting to roost. He's got this little cage that he loves to sit on, and he likes his little mealy worms. I never thought I'd have to buy worms for a bird, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. And actually, Dr. Shaw at Choice Vet is going to sponsor him, so we're excited about that. And we're going to name it after Dr. Shaw's dad, Pete. So we've been calling him Pete the Peacock. yeah, fun times. What do you want to talk about?
What's next?
Who has any questions? We're just going to sit here today and have fun and talk and have some fun. So I know a lot of you guys know the main focus of our sanctuary is pig education. When we opened, we used to rescue pigs from people's houses, and we had to stop that. I think, gosh, we must get 5 phone calls a day.
A lot
for pigs. Yeah, we get at least 5 phone calls a day to take a pig that was a pet from somebody's house. And it's always the same thing. I'm moving. I think my pig would be happy at your sanctuary. We can't take care of him. He got too big. What we like to tell people, because they do make amazing companions, they're very, very smart.
What does Kim say?
She's got a good question. Do we like it in Florida?
Or we'd rather be somewhere cooler? Oh, man, that's a good question, Kim.
The hot days are really hot. So it would be nice to be somewhere cooler at times, but I'm a Florida boy. I've been here all my life, so I really I'm used to it. I like Florida for the most part, but the hot days are really, really hot.
Yeah.
It's hard to get work done when it's hot outside.
Yeah, the weather's been really brutal, Kim. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I had won the lottery or something, maybe Oregon or something. I don't know.
Oregon would be nice.
Yeah, maybe Oregon I'd like to go to with the sanctuary. Have 1,000 acres and rescue a whole lot of animals. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you? Jennifer says hello. Jennifer Hand.
Yeah. Hey, Jennifer.
So, yeah. Kim, I don't know. I don't think it would be Florida for me personally. Someplace maybe out in the Oregon area. Although, I don't know if I could handle the winter. I don't know. That'd be a big change.
The winter with the animals.
The winter with the animals would be definitely a challenge. I mean, I guess if we had unlimited funds, it would be doable, but definitely the Florida weather certainly lends itself to easier. Animal, easier, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Vegas.
Vegas. Oh, that's an idea. Yeah. Interesting. Very desert, though, in Vegas, right? Our water bill would be through the roof, especially with the pigs. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, so pigs. People pet pigs. Like I said, we stopped taking in pet pigs probably after our first year.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
It was pretty early.
Had a couple of occasions here and there that we've given in for different reasons, but yeah, for the most part, we haven't taken any.
Yeah. And what we always tell people, you know, it's, you know, you can read about how smart a pig is, but until you actually have a pig, it's amazing to, they're troublemakers, man. They're very smart. They are as smart as a 4-year-old. They understand English or whatever language they're spoken, that they're taught.
Wilma says we need to move closer to her.
Buy us some property, Wilma. Yeah, Wilma is one of our amazing volunteers in Orlando, and she literally drives here from Orlando, which is a good 2.5 hours, Kissimmee. Same thing, Orlando, Kissimmee, to volunteer at the sanctuary. So yeah, we love her. She rescued Fernando the cow and Carmela, right?
Fiona
and Shrek. Oh, you're responsible for those two too, Wilma. I forgot about those two. Those two troublemakers.
Shrek's not a troublemaker. Fiona's
a troublemaker. Shrek is not. Yeah. So yeah, Wilma has been involved with some pig rescue lately, and I know she's having second thoughts, right, Wilma? I know you just drove to North Carolina with some piggies too to get them to a safe home. I hope that worked out okay. I have contacts on Allison, so I have to like squint when I what is she doing to Portland a year ago and I take it every day. Yeah, the weather.
Fiona is a brat.
Yeah, that would be the only thing. The weather for me out in Oregon.
Yeah, from what I understand, it rains a lot out there.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Rain is not fun to work in.
No. Yeah, and we're going into rainy season now, which we really need. It's been so dry here, guys. Oh, my gosh. We are like, it's like the desert. Yeah, Monterey. Oh, gosh, I hear it's beautiful out there, Linnell. Yeah.
He wants to know if there's any other rescues coming.
Are there any other rescues coming? There are, Kim. We are in talks to get a baby calf and a piglet. I'm going to be speaking to the rescue after the podcast today. Let me see. I can show you guys the picture. Look how cute these two are. That's a little piglet and a baby calf. We hear that the baby cow didn't get enough colostrum from the mom, so his immune system, I think it's a him, it could be a her. When they don't get enough colostrum, their immune system is shot, so they normally don't live as long as they should or thrive very well. So fingers crossed, we're going to probably be bringing them here to the sanctuary, and yeah, we'll see what happens. They're very cute, though, aren't they? I want to see them. Yeah, come on out, Allison. I'll give you a rake, and you know, just kidding, Allison. I'm just kidding. yeah, that's our newest rescues. I think that's it. We weren't even supposed to rescue this year, so I have a hard time saying no. And if Karen is still watching, she knows. Karen is our board president. And I know that she just adopted a new baby boy boxer that she got from a boxer, yeah, right? Really cute. Oh, my God, he's so cute. Yeah, Karen, if you're still there, I mean, that little guy is so cute. and she's also got two chickens. She's in Michigan now. She has a home in Michigan also, and she rescued two chickens. They're really cute. One is 50 Cent, 50 Cent, 50 Cent, and the other one is Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, I don't know what the other
Honey Boo Boo. So yeah, two really cute chickens and a really cute boxer, and yeah, we're so grateful to have her as our board president. So yeah, fun times. So yeah. I'm just going to look at you guys, even though I can't see you guys. I'm just kidding. So yeah, I also, with somebody, and it's funny, somebody asked me 2 weeks ago. I haven't done the show in about, this is my third week, so I needed some rest and recovery. I had my cousin visiting from Kansas in town, and had a really great weekend with her. What did I do last weekend? Oh, last weekend. Oh, geez. Last weekend, I had to drive a 600-pound pig up to University of Florida in Gainesville. She was supposed to have a spay, and because she's so big, they do a laparoscopy. I can't even say it.
Yeah, one of those.
They do a laparoscopy. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. Anyway, they do it with the scopes because she's so big. They don't want to cut her. Yeah. People will just like play that over and over, and that'll be like a blooper reel or something. So I get there. I drive 5 hours by myself with the trailer. I offload her into the hospital. The surgeon comes out and says, you know, because she's, you know, she gave birth about 4 months ago, so her mammary glands are still a little swollen. And he said, you know, we would really rather wait 2 months to do the surgery, but we'll do it anyway if you want us to. So, of course, I didn't do it. And I had to turn around and drive the 5 hours back, load her back up into the trailer. Talk about a waste of 10 hours of my life. So it was a very stressful Thursday for me. And it was supposed to be a mini vacation. I was going to stay with Randy's dad, my father-in-law, and ended up turning around and schlepping back home. So that was fun. Oh, yeah, Gloria, the mosquitoes right now are out of control. Jeez, they're really bad. Yeah. Oh, but what is about? But I digress. Somebody was asking me, because if you're watching from YouTube and you're asking me questions, and there's some people watching from Facebook, and I know the YouTube people can't see the Facebook questions, and the Facebook people can't see the YouTube questions. So I can see all the questions. Some people were asking me, who are you talking to last time? Because they couldn't see other people's comments. So yeah, we have a bunch of people watching on YouTube and Facebook. So, and it tells me, you know, who's watching where. So I know some people on Facebook can't see the YouTube people and vice versa. And
I wish I was.
Tiffany wants to know if Randy is related to Peter Sellers.
Negative. Not that I know about.
Peter Sellers, the actor.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Make sure we're on the same page, Tiffany. Oh, my goodness. But I don't know. You never know, right?
Yeah.
I guess anything's possible.
Freedom is a feeling, and the best way to truly feel free is behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Find out what true freedom feels like at Jeep Freedom Days. And now, financing at $2,500 total cash allowance on the purchase of a 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee WK Laredo 4x4. Don't miss this great offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Must take retail delivery by 5/31/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
But yeah, so pigs. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Talk about some of the other animals here.
Oh gosh, who do you want to talk about?
Talk about the sheep. Talk about the sheep.
Oh my gosh, the sheep. Okay, so the sheep. You talk about the sheep. Tell everybody where the sheep came from. The sheep were probably I think that was our largest rescue.
Yeah. It came from Louisiana?
Yeah.
It was a hoarding case in Louisiana. And the animal control reached out to us. And at the time, they had a lot of animals that they had taken in. And we agreed to take in 10 of the sheep. And so we made our way up to Mississippi. We drove to Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they came down to meet us. And when we got there, they had
more. And on the way there, we had agreed to take in 14 instead of 10. And we got there and they had 19.
20, so actually. They
those we had 19, paperwork for 19.
They snuck in an extra one, so there were 20.
Told us, told us that any one of them that we didn't take, they had to take over to the auction.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and took them all.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing, totally. But how could we say no at that point? So we took them all and we got home and there were 20 and not 19. But unfortunately, none of them were altered. So all of the females were pregnant.
Already pregnant, yeah.
And
gosh, how many babies did we have?
We had
at least
6 or 7 babies.
Yeah. First round.
The first round.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so we had gotten up to 32, but several of them had passed away. Yeah,
some of them didn't make it. Some of the older ones passed away.
So we have currently 25 sheep here.
Yeah.
And there will be no more because they're all altered. All the males.
Yeah, everybody's one of them kind of snuck out.
Yeah.
We missed one.
That was one of the few times that's when we used to drive out and actually rescue animals because we didn't know any better. But
most of the time if we decide to take a rescue now, people bring them to us. Makes our life a lot easier. And that was from 12 sheep to 32 was quite the shocker back then. So that was fun.
We were still only on the 10 acres at the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We hadn't acquired the 20 acres yet.
Yeah. We had everybody in one pasture, the cows, the sheep, the pigs. The feeding time was,
was
crazy. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, we just have to feed the cows first so they would stay away from the pigs. And then we'd have to run and feed the pigs. And then the sheep would try to steal the pig feed. And then the pig would steal the sheep feed. And then the cows would finish. And they would run and eat everybody's food. It was crazy. But everybody's separate now. So
business is fun,
yeah, who else do we have here? We got our goats. We just rescued Goat Mafia. Yeah, we actually rescued two goats 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got two more. We ended up with 2 weeks ago, right? One of our goats, Orion, we ended up bringing his mom here after being apart for 2 years. And another little cutie, so Milky Way and Styx. They're really cute. The lady in town that we know, she unfortunately isn't feeling very well. So she's got a few sheep, and we thought we'd help her out and take Orion's mom.
A few goats.
So they're living with us now, and they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Matt, you didn't meet the new sheep yet, Wilma, have you? I can't remember.
The new goats.
The new goats. I keep saying sheep. What do I know?
Yeah, she has. I don't think she's been out here since.
No, I don't think. I don't think you've seen the new goats, have you, Wilma? Probably not. Spoke about hummus. When I was having hummus for breakfast. I love hummus.
Oh, she did see him. Okay.
Yeah, what? Oh. Did you? No, I guess maybe. I don't know. How much I keep track of. Right? You're here all the time, Wilma, so what do I know? I don't know when you're coming and going anymore. They're really cute. They're
they're starting to merge in with the other, with the rest of the herd.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. They're pretty cute.
Styx is still kind of
a little shy. He's a little skinny boy. He's still young.
Yeah.
Got to be under a year, right? Mm-hmm. 8 months, maybe.
Yeah.
He's really cute. Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
But he's going to be tall like Orion. He's going to be big.
Yeah, I think so. His ears are different, though. He's got like little pointy ears instead of the floppy ones. Because right? he doesn't seem like the other goats.
Mm-mm. No, he just has long legs.
Like yeah, he's really long legs. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's really daddy long legs, as Kelly would say. What else is going on, everybody? Allison and goats. What's that?
Allison when the goats got in her trunk.
Oh. Yeah, they. Yeah, if you come here to the sanctuary with your car, the goats will go in your car. They'll go in your trunk. They'll go home with you. It's yeah. They love to climb on stuff. They'll jump on your roof. They'll jump on your hood. And, we don't let people with really nice cars in. They have to park out in the front because otherwise your car gets destroyed. And yeah, speaking of, yes, we've got our Airbnb up and going. It's doing really well. And I got to thank Karen for that. She got a 1976 Caravelle. It's really, really nice. And summer rates have kicked in, so it's $99 a night if you want to stay here with us. And we've got somebody coming for the weekend, staying Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's a lot of fun. You get to stay here with us, meet the animals. The Caravelle is really, really nice. It's fun to hang out in. It's very 70s modern, way ahead of its time back in the 70s. And so if you want to stay with us, Airbnb. I know Tiffany has the link somewhere. I never remember it offhand, but you can find it on our website. Summer rates are kicked in. Littlebearsanctuary.org. And I think it's Airbnb. Actually, I don't know what it is on Airbnb because it's under Karen's stuff, and she's got a bunch of listings. So, yeah, we love you, Karen. Thank you for donating that amazing, wink, wink, donating that amazing RV. And people are loving it, and you get a chance to be out with the animals, and at nighttime you get to look up to a sky full of stars, which most people don't get to see. So it's pretty out here, except for the bugs. Lots of bugs. What else do you want to talk about? Rudy's looking at the cheat notes.
Yeah, I'm not used to this.
He's also not that shorter than me. He's got his chair down. He's not. Is your chair like really low? Look how much shorter you are. I have to sit like that. Here we go. Oh, how's Ginger? Ginger is, oh my God, she's doing so good. She weighs 80 pounds now. Can you believe it? She is getting so big. Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's
super friendly.
Super friendly. She still follows me everywhere. Tulip is getting big too. Little baby Tulip. She got spayed. She was 40 pounds when we spayed her.
Yeah.
So she's probably a good 50 pounds now. Remember when I bottle fed them on the show? My gosh, they were so cute and tiny. Yeah, they're big guys. They're getting big. Rosie's babies are about, oh my God, they're almost 70 pounds now. We've got most of the boys neutered. We're going to neuter the last three next week. And then we've got to spay all the girls. So literally we're at the vet every single week, like every Tuesday or Wednesday, loading up a trailer with piggies to be spayed and neutered. And gosh, it's good. We still have, oh my gosh, at least 15 more to go.
Yeah.
Probably 15 more piggies to go. The neuters are pretty easy. The spays take a little bit to recover. So that's why we like do them weekly. And it's been challenging. What else have we got going on? Anything new? You just put up two cow shelters today. Yeah. We're in the process of getting a pole barn put up. and some hurricane containers put in, the metal hurricane, the metal storage containers. Hopefully there won't be a hurricane this season, but we're definitely going to be ready. We, if you guys have visited, you know, we've got a dirt road that's a half mile from the road to get here. So we're having transport problems.
Yeah, it's getting them in and getting them into the sand and put in position is proven to be the challenge. Anybody can deliver them to the end of the street, but getting them down into the property, especially the 40-foot ones, which is what we originally wanted, is going to almost be a no-go unless we have some kind of a big, huge forklift that could lift it, and we don't have that. So,
yeah, I think we're going to end up doing 20-foot containers and just putting them together so that they're larger. So that's in the works. The clinic is, we're probably still a month behind in the clinic. We're waiting on one of the containers because that's currently our food storage. But once we get the one container, the clinic will be done in a few weeks. So we're excited about that too. It's definitely needed. We do a lot of surgeries, a lot of animal care, and it'll be really great to be able to do it here and not have to
transport
them. A lot of less stress too on the animals. And yeah, we did the fundraiser for that. That was part of our GoFundMe, and we raised all the money, so it's all covered. So
now we just need the time.
Now we just need the time. I know, right? That's true. And what else can we tell you guys? We're part of Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries. I don't know if you guys know that. We are GFAS verified, and the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, they certify true sanctuaries globally. And they do a site visit. There's probably, oh my gosh, the application is 50, 60 pages. It's a long application. Its certification is given to sanctuaries that, true sanctuaries where the animals are kept in top-notch condition, best health care, no breeding, obviously, proper vet care, proper paperwork, proper board of directors, running transparency with money. And you guys know that's our number one priority here since the beginning. A lot of nonprofits, especially animal nonprofits, are unfortunately not very transparent, or there's a lot of scams that go on with animal rescue. It's just insane. And obviously you guys can imagine why, especially with dog and cat rescues. I've seen where people just put up, dog and cat pictures and ask for money. They're not even a nonprofit, and they say the dog is sick, and it's just some, picture they downloaded from the internet and beg for money, and people send money, we always tell people, if you're a registered 501c3 like we are, it's so easy to look it up in the U.S. You can go to the irs.gov, and there's a whole list of every registered 501c3. And another really great website that I tell people about is GuideStar. So GuideStar, it's .com. It might be .org. It's only one. I think they changed it to Candid now. I know they're kind of transferring names. And what GuideStar does is they do list all of the registered nonprofits, but they give you an opportunity to upgrade your status. There's a ton of different forms you can fill out and information you can give them to get like bronze level, silver level, gold level, platinum level, and each level higher you go, and more information you get, is the more transparent you are. So we always tell people, go to GuideStar, see if your organization is there, number one,
And then number two, see if they took the time to at least get a bronze level, a silver level. All you have to do is literally input information, you know, like who your directors are, what your address is. It's simple stuff that most nonprofits take the time to do. We're a platinum level. We upload all our documents, all our finances. It's the highest level of transparency that you can be. From the beginning, I always wanted to be Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries verified and platinum on GuideStar, and we're committed to that every year to renew that. You guys know our animals are number one here. We have the best vet care. Our veterinarian, Dr. Schott, Choice Vet. He's on our board of directors. He does an amazing job. We're so grateful to have him. He's literally here for us 24/7. I can literally call him at 3 a.m. and he'll pick up the phone if we have a problem. So we have a couple times for sure. So yeah, our animals, we actually have an in-house pharmacy. We have a little parasitology lab where we can check for parasites. So, we got the goods going here. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of you. We did this the right way. And it shows, I think. If you've ever visited here, the animals,
they're happy.
They're very happy. The piggies come running. Everybody wants belly rubs. So it's been fun. It's been fun. And I think with Global Federation, I think like 4% of sanctuaries in the world actually get that. And it's open to any nonprofit. It's free. A lot of paperwork and all that stuff, but
yeah,
we're happy to do it.
It also gave us a lot of introspection when we went through that paperwork to make sure that we were doing things the proper way ourselves too. So
yeah, for sure.
We learned a lot with the GFAS.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Just keeping records and having.
Protocols
and policies and you name it, it's all part of it. And we learned a lot from them.
Right.
Hopefully we'll be doing the certification. The verification is for 3 years and then we can re-verify or we can do a certification, which is more when you have employees and you're in operations and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll 2 years, year and a half, we'll be there. We have one employee. I'm an employee too, so I guess two employees. Kelly is our animal caregiver, and she's here Monday through Friday. She feeds everybody. She takes care of them. She happens to also be a vet tech, and she's also vegan. So we're grateful to have her. We definitely want to bring her on full time. So we've got a couple different fundraisers and events coming up. We hope we can bring her on full time very soon. And we got a fun thing coming up in August. It's like, I can't talk about it too much, but it's going to be a fundraiser. It's going to be national. It's going to be national publicity about it. Everybody can get involved. Let's just say it involves running or jogging or walking, and you guys will be able to form teams and register and raise money for the sanctuary. And it's happening in August. And I'll be making more of an announcement soon about that. I don't want to give too much away. We're going to be doing it with a couple other sanctuaries that are part of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries. So we're excited about that. And that's happening in August. So put on your running shoes or your walking shoes. Or they even say you can actually, if you want to swim, you can even do a swim. So it's along those lines. what else is happening?
You've covered most of it.
I hope we're not droning on and boring everybody. So July 12th, we're going to do our big volunteer event. What else? Do you guys know we're on Amazon Smile, which is exactly like Amazon, but you go to smile.amazon.com, and basically you can list Little Bear Sanctuary as your nonprofit of choice, and Amazon will donate money to us based on the percentage of your shopping. So it's free to you. It doesn't cost you anything. And hey, Amazon is a multi-billion dollar company. Sign up, put Little Bear Sanctuary as your nonprofit, and Amazon will donate a percentage of your purchases, dollar amount, actual money, to the sanctuary. And we're actually doing pretty good. Thank you to everybody who signed up. We get a few hundred bucks every couple of months from them, and it's going higher and higher each quarter. And we also have an Amazon wish list. If you want to actually buy something for us directly, you can check out our wish list, and we have a bunch of stuff listed. You make a purchase and they send it directly to us, like peanuts for the animals, treats. We got a whole list of stuff on there, and that's a way for you guys to buy something directly for us. We're on Patreon. Patreon is a monthly subscription service, and it's behind the scenes of the sanctuary. So we put up pictures and videos of behind the scenes stuff here, and it starts out at from $1 a month and up. We've got a $5 give up one cup of coffee fundraiser on our website. So you can, sponsor, for $5 a month, you can just set your credit card and forget it. And it's another amazing way to support the animals here at the sanctuary. You can also sponsor an animal directly for $25 a month. And we've got quite a lot of sponsors, and so many people have signed up for that. We're so thrilled. And we're putting together, Felicia, one of our board members, is visiting from New York, and we put her and her daughter Morgan to work. They're photographing all the animals, so we're going to have a whole log of all the animals, all their pictures, all their names, and it'll be a lot easier to pick one that you guys want to sponsor. All this is on our Facebook page. All the links are up, littlebearsanctuary.org. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, subscribe to Goldilocks Productions on YouTube. These are all, again, free ways to help the sanctuary. Social media, right? It goes by the number of followers. Unfortunately, that's how it works. So the more followers we get, the bigger audience, the more our posts reach, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Share our pictures. Tell your friends to like us. Easy to do that, especially on Facebook. You can say, pick out your friends and say, hey, like the sanctuary. On Instagram, you can share any of our stories really easy to your story on Instagram. Press of a button, you can share it to your story and say, hey, look what's happening at Little Bear Sanctuary. And gosh, that was almost over.
Just did her birthday fundraiser too.
Yay, birthday fundraisers. Thank you, Allison. Yeah, birthday fundraisers are another great way to support the sanctuary on Facebook. And I think Facebook gives you a little notification. Hey, it's your birthday. Do you want to raise money for a nonprofit? And you can pick a Little Bear Sanctuary and ask all your friends to give up some money. And guys, there is no small donation. Literally, like we have people who donate $1 a month, and it adds up. $5 a month, you would not believe how much that adds up. We've got over 6,000 followers on Facebook. Can you imagine if everybody donated $5 a month? It would just be absolutely
life changing.
It would be life changing here, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it really would be. So yeah, tell your friends, tell your family. We are a vegan sanctuary, obviously. We're both vegan.
all of our board members are vegan. Our employees are vegan. We do have the 21-day vegan challenge that we kept up on our website. So there's tons of resources for there. If you're thinking about going vegan, plant-based, check it out. There's recipes, there's links, there's documentaries, videos. Gosh, there's so many resources there. It's amazing. And, you know, you guys know how to reach me on Instagram, on Facebook, info@littlebearsanctuary.org if you want to email me, ask me any questions. And did I forget anything? You can bother Randy too, although I don't know if he's going to answer you. Randy works the I call it the real job, but you know we both have real jobs. Yeah, he gets to drive to Fort Myers every day and work on cars, right?
Yeah.
So we're glad he can do that. Yeah, anybody else have any questions? No, maybe, yes. We've got 3 minutes. Didn't that go by quick?
It did, yeah.
Randy was worried we'd have nothing to talk about. He thought it was going to be a snooze fest. Maybe it was a snooze fest. I don't know, guys. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I'm not sure who's on the show next week, but I'm sort of getting back in the swing of things, so I'll definitely be here next week.
Where is it, really?
yes, he did great. He's quite the talker, Tiffany. Quite the talker. All right, so Allison,
you were going to talk about this.
Oh yeah, see, he's good for something, Tiffany. He reminded me of my. Magnitudes bracelet. Guys, I've been wearing this for a couple weeks now, and it's one of those magnet bracelet. I forget all the other stones that come in it, but it's got these really cute interchangeable center stones. I'm going to take it off so I can show you guys better. It's really cute. Check out this one. Little yin-yang and a sun. And these pop out like that, and you can change your tude with your tude. So I can change it to one like this, and they literally snap in and out. And I
and it's got a strong magnet on it too.
Yeah, so you can get a whole bunch of these. I know Tiffany can put up a link on how to buy these. They're they help with sleep. They supposed to help with the EMFs. EMFs. It's been, I love it. It's really been working for me. I sleep better. I'm less stressed. I don't yell at him as much when I'm wearing this. So, yeah, there's the link, magnitudejewelry.com/Goldilocks. They're not a lot of money. Everything's really affordable. They're really stylish too. They've got necklaces. They've got earrings. They've got bracelets. This one is great for guys, and it's faux leather. Everything is vegan. I love it. And they've got hundreds of these, and they just pop out. They're really easy to change out. And it really works. What else? Yep, that's it. All right, guys. Thank you guys for watching. It's good to have Randy here with me today.
Good to see everybody.
We'll figure out who the guest is next week. And this is Chris Vane signing out. Remember, peace begins on your plate. We love you guys. Bye.
Don't want the fun to end? Grab more refreshments.
Then head over to the Goldilocks Productions YouTube channel.
With the huge selection of shows, the fun doesn't have to end.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.